And we can now move to public forum. And I have 3, 4, 5 speaker cards. If anyone wishes to address the board on any item not on the agenda, now's the time to fill out a speaker card and hand it to Mr. Thomas, who's on my far right. First speaker is Robert Johnson. Then we have Mrs. Taylor, Al Barrow, Jeff Edwards, and Kirk Schmidt.
And just as a reminder, you'll have 3 minutes, and there's lights right on the podium to help you out.
Okay.
Ready?
Oh, we're ready. Go ahead.
Great. Thank you. Good morning, Chair Young, regional board members. My name is Robert Johnson, and I work for the Monterey County Water Resources Agency. I am the Chief of Water Resources Planning there. I've been there almost 23 years. Before that, I worked for the USGS about 6 years and then was a private consultant also. I'm here today just to introduce myself to the full board, to welcome the new board members, and to kind of introduce or reintroduce the agency to the board. We are a special district in Monterey County. We are not part of the county, and we are part of the county. We're kind of a special district set up in 1947. Our real focus or strength, I think, is in solving local issues locally. And that's actually been said of some of our work by a former state board member, Art Baggett. And one of our local issues that we have really, we think, got a handle on is seawater intrusion. And that really took a long time to work through, but we stayed with it and we're committed to the cause. And about 2 years ago, we implemented the final piece of that solution, which is the Salinas Valley Water Project. What I'd like to talk about is over the years, the agency has been the recipient of state monies and put them to good use. The state monies include 205J grants, 319H grants. Prop 50 funds helped us finish the Salinas Valley Water Project, as well as our partners are completing other work. We are a major portion of the IRWIMP, or Integrated Regional Water Management Planning efforts that have gone on for Prop 50 and Prop 84. One of our interesting collaborations was the state board was going to come in and adjudicate us in the late 90s. We took a step back, worked with the state board, developed a scope of work that we both could agree with and utilize that would both provide solutions for us and for them. And we were able to utilize that $1.1 million of adjudication money to, again, complete some data products that the state needed and that we needed, including seawater intrusion mapping, a groundwater network, a well network redesign, finishing of the EIR for the Salinas Valley Water Project. We have worked with the Regional Water Quality Control Board in the past. In the 90s, we were a part of the NTAC, or Nitrate TAC, and that group put together about 13 elements or 13 recommendations, and we've implemented around 11 of them. Future opportunities really where I want to talk about. I really want to focus on integration or working together as a team. I think there's opportunities for us to work together to develop data solutions for all of us. And a prime example could be a state-funded monitoring well network in the Salinas Valley to start, and if it really worked, then we could roll it to other other valleys in your region. I'm going to use region and funding area kind of intermittently because an IRWIMP funding area is your region. So it's something that we could possibly, if it worked, roll out to the entire funding area through IRWIMP funds, because if you have regions inside the funding area that work together, there's over a $1 million of unappropriated money that could be utilized to implement those kinds of solutions. So again, noting the light there, Rob Johnson with Monterey County Water Resources Agency. Just want to, you know, kind of extend a hand and say that we're willing to work together. As John Wooden said, you know, the person that puts the ball through the hoop has 10 hands. So, I mean, it's all about working together. So thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comments.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
I'm sorry, did you give us your title?
Yes, Chief of Water Resources Planning.
Okay, and I understand that you recently lost the director. And what's the time frame for bringing a new director on?
Okay, so that we have a board member, a board of director member who is off, but we've also recently lost our general manager. Is that what you mean? Yes,
yeah,
general
thank you.
Manager. Yeah. And we have an interim general manager who is supposed to start Monday.
Oh, what is his name?
His name is David Chardevoine.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Jeffers.
Thank you. Rob, it's good to see you here today, and I appreciate your hand out to us to work together. It hasn't been that way in the last few years. There's been some cooperation, but not totally. You have a lot of talented staff in your agency
yes.
that we could surely use and with our staff to gather information. And the Salinas Valley Basin is very critical for a number of reasons, but I do appreciate you being here today, and I do appreciate your offer to work with this board.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your comments.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Okay. Mrs. Taylor.
Good morning. My name is Gwen Taylor. I'm a resident of Los Osos. My husband and I have lived in Los Osos for 40 years, just about, and we have been participants in this sewer project all this time. I would like very much to welcome some new thoughts in the new board members, perhaps thinking outside the box. The fabrication regarding the Los Osos sewer project and federal funding being available in the past is deceptive. At the time the infrastructure funds were available from the federal government, Los Osos was a community of approximately 3,500 people and under the umbrella of the county, or, in other words, under the control of the county. The county did not want the responsibility of the sewer nor applying for grant fund money. But if Los Osos had a county service area, they could apply. Establishing a CSA for Los Osos took too long, and the federal funds disappeared. Pollution of the estuary by septic tanks also is bogus. If there were, in fact, a dose of any one online, the state would allow the harvesting of our wonderful oysters in the bay. Bay oysters are being harvested at over a quarter of a million oysters, one quarter of a million oysters per year by the Morro Bay Oyster Company from the Morro Bay estuary for public consumption. The county has known for more than 40 years there is a saltwater intrusion in the Los Osos water basin, yet they have done nothing to control the problem under their jurisdiction, also under yours, as it says, under number A, under conduction of the hearing procedures, the primary duty of the Central Coast Water Board is to protect the quality of the water within the region for all beneficial uses. Salt water is not a beneficial use. Since we are in an area in which there are many problems, the county, under the direction of Chairman Young, was supposed to test the nitrate test wells that have not been tested since 06. No report of the action has been made today or in the past. Is the county worried that the need for a sewer attributed to nitrates is fraudulent and the projected sewer is not going to address the true need of salt water intrusion?
Mrs. Taylor, can you wrap up your comments, please?
Yes, I can. When are we going to find that this board is going to require the county to do what they have asked instead of playing political football, which this is? Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Mr. Barrow?
Wait till she clears the desk. She has to do that.
I am Al Barrow, Coalition for Low Income Housing, Los Osos, California. And today I'd like to cover a few points. There's a lot here. Number one, household incomes are down. The economy is down. There's a high foreclosure rate in Los Osos. Many households are underwater. They have no value in their home. The ability to pay has been diminished. And I would request a cost-benefit analysis of the proposed $200 million county sewer, which is a gravity sewer, which is subject to earthquake damage and probably won't function if we have another earthquake. There's water rates increases being considered tomorrow, 54%. There's many new factors, diminishing school populations as housing becomes out of reach for new families with children. We have 50% rentals in the area. The sewer zone is the lowest income in the area. We're facing imported water due to seawater intrusion. That would be a cost of approximately $50 million capital cost to pipe it in and get a treatment plant. And the water board is supposed to be complying with US EPA standards, which says that there's a limit of 4% for combined water and sewer for household income. So that's what the graph is going to clarify in a moment. This is a $200 million sewer with $40,000 cost per household. There is a subsequent 218 vote, which is not likely to occur because there's not enough water to supply those vacant properties. So the total cost will be on our shoulders. The combined utilities with imported water will create a situation which is not tenable. If you look at the line on the bottom, there's and then that's the y-axis, the x-axis up here. It shows when the costs go from 100 a month, 200, 300, 400, 500. Now, if you combine the sewer with that, you have a different line up here, a higher cost line, a lower cost line. And the incomes are $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 a month on the bottom line, which shows that there's an area of unaffordability that's created by the rising costs and the lower capacity to pay these fees. So the 4% goal that the US EPA expects for the combined water and wastewater cannot be met under these conditions with this sewer cost. There are other alternatives which are just finishing up, are one-third of the cost of the sewer. So I would ask that you ask you for a feasibility study. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Mr. Schmidt, I noticed from your card that you really checked off 21 or 22 and not general public comment. Can we take your card when we do the EO report, which I think...
It's at your discretion.
Yeah, if you don't mind. I think that's actually what you requested. Jeff Edwards, followed by Richard Margetson, Elaine Watson, Ben DeFada, and then Lindy Owen. Jeff Edwards.
Not here.
He's not here. He was here. Okay. Okay. Mr. Margetson.
Richard Margetson. I guess this follows up on part of the discussion today. Previously, discussion of the resumption of nitrate testing in Los Osos was a topic for discussion of this board when Supervisor Gibson was here. And there was strong encouragement from this board to reinstitute that testing regimen. The last one was done in 2006. Before that, it was a condition of the old project, and it was done on a regular basis from 2002 to 2004. After leaving this meeting, we made various public comments at the Board of Supervisors meetings asking for them to start the regiment again. Got no response. Said it was a condition of the project. They knew they had to do it when the project was built, but had no intention of starting it now. We asked the CSD to get involved. They were very interested. They think it's valuable information. District engineer at a recent meeting talking about the basin management plan stated publicly he thought it was very important information, and he encouraged the district to try to do whatever they could to encourage the county to start the testing regimen of the test wells again. Still have gotten nowhere. So, a number of us, I actually started the effort, but a number of us came forward and offered to organize a campaign to pay for a round of testing. We would get people to contribute, come up with the dollar amount needed to get a set of tests done. CSD board was very interested in this. Their last meeting, they directed staff to come back with a report on what the parameters would be, what the requirements would be. One director told the district manager to come back with a number of scenarios of whether the citizens would need to pay for it themselves, whether there were district funds that could be, that were available, or some combination. Well, tonight at the CSD meeting, there's an agenda item. There's going to be a report provided. We saw an advanced copy of the report at the finance meeting for the Los Osos CSD on Monday. And I'm going to read something from this report. And I have copies if you would all like it. But this is another one of those brick walls that we're running into. The district manager, and he's going to be questioned about this because he didn't have an answer to this question on Monday, but this is in his summation. Paying for a round of nitrate testing, which is not required by regulation, will result in an unnecessary expense of around $14,000 and will provide, here's the operative statement, no value to the district in terms of its operations. And he was questioned on Monday of what that meant, and he's going to be questioned tonight on camera at the podium to explain to the community what that means. We need your help, gentlemen. This is very important information the district needs. If you'd like a copy of the report, I have it. If not, thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your comments, Mr. Margetson. Elaine Watson.
Elaine Watson, Los Osos Sustainability Group. The overriding concern of our group is that our town will not be sustainable, not because of nitrates. They appear to have stabilized in 2006, and as you just heard, we have no recent data. And not because of pollution to the bay. So far, there's absolutely no proof of pollution from Los Osos septic tanks. And we've done a great deal of research on that, and we have not found any evidence that that is indeed the case. These are the two purported reasons this board is demanding this wastewater project. Los Osos will not be sustainable because of seawater intrusion. The chloride levels at the Palisades well are now 398 milligrams per liter, up from 360 milligrams in 2009, and up dramatically from 60 milligrams per liter in 2000. So when we hear you say that you want to restore nitrates to historical levels in shallow aquifers that no one is using, but you're willing to let seawater intrusion run rampant through the lower aquifers that are 10 times larger and supply three-fourths of our water, we're incredulous. Both you and the State Board say you can't do anything about it, although we know you're trying to deal with it in Salinas and other areas. We've just heard it this morning. We've heard your reasons, but regardless, you cannot sacrifice an entire basin at the same time you're forcing a $170 million project that does nothing for basin sustainability. You may reduce nitrates a few milligrams in 30 years, but water purveyors will treat upper aquifer water as needed at the well. at one-tenth the cost of the project. And the kicker is that the project can make the critical seawater intrusion problem worse. It's going to reduce recharge to the upper aquifer. At the same time, more pumping is being shifted to the upper aquifer. And it's going to dispose of water at Broderson, which isn't sure to work. It may not even mitigate for the wetlands, much less send water 200 feet down to the lower aquifer through a clay layer. It's a risky plan, even if seawater intrusion weren't already moving at 700 acre feet a year. A firm recycling program with farmers is going to be a hard, if not impossible, sell. Farmers don't want high chlorides in their fields. As Roger Briggs himself has pointed out, salt can destroy aquifers as well as soils. Yet you're not insisting on real and serious mitigations or solutions for this project. And we're asking again, please do something. I also have a short statement from Frank Asilio, who couldn't be here today, and I've given you some emails from him. The statement is, Mr. Roger Briggs has stated several times over the past several years that the county has been benevolent in participating in the ISJ. Unfortunately, the people in the Los Osos Prohibition Zone have been paying for the county's participation as well as each of our own purveyors. Participation, and they will more than likely be paying for any solutions that the ISJ participants develop and implement. However, those in the prohibition zone use less than 60% of the water drawn from that aquifer. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Mrs. Watson. Mr. DeFatta.
Good morning, Chairman Young, board, and new members, Sheriff, public. Ben DeFatta here for the bankrupt people of Supervisor Gibson's District 2 Sewer Prohibition Zone of Los Osos. Don't quite know where to start, affordability, I guess, but our people have been getting ripped off big time of millions of dollars and wasted time with the incompetent employees that's running this sewer proposal. They might be smart, but the decisions are not wise and in the best interest of our citizens. We're trying to figure out if they're nuts or just plain hate us. Several times I asked Chairman Young in the past, did the water board ever dictate to the old CSD board that only a gravity project can be built? Chairman Young then conferred with Roger Briggs in a matter of seconds. Chairman Young said no. So why is Gibson and Ogden stuck on gravity? We all want to know. Why spend $200 million when we can buy a system? $50 million to $100 million less. Fraud, cronyism, conflict of interest. We have seen it all. Internal investigations without allowing evidence from the public, not returning phone calls or emails from those that said they have evidence against Ogren and his pillow talk sweetie, who was the vice president of the Los Osos CSD at the time and was the deciding vote of important decisions, making sure the gravity sewer was chosen and nothing else. 3 years ago, Gibson and his staff went to D.C. to get stimulus money, telling the USDA loan people he had a shovel-ready project. Well, shovel-ready to many of us means fill up the trucks with fuel and start digging. Well, 3 years later and $10 million more, studies are still ongoing. For instance, the original location in the middle of town was wrong. Their disposal site high above half the town was wrong. They then went out of town into another aquifer basin that consisted of 640 acres, where 33 acres is still all that's needed. Then they wanted to dispose of the partially treated water in the air, never to be seen again. And here we are in a severe water level 3 zone, and those two wanted to evaporate it away. How much can the people of this little town bear with their incompetent, costly mistakes? These deadly delays have caused severe saltwater intrusion through our only drinking water. So I ask you, why is it he won't build us a less expensive alternative sewer? Because he won't tell us. He alone made himself the Lord, God, jury, and judge. Another shortcoming to our people is we have no representation from him or the Board of Supervisors. The Los Osos CSD was told they have no say anymore in this matter, yet it is my belief that they do have a say, but it appears they want to get along, to go along. Mr. Gibson and his staff won't tell us where to find any studies that have been done. They can't, because there are none. They will not give us any reason as to why the overpriced gravity was chosen. They totally ignored the question. Point being that today's price is gravity is $200 million, STEP is $50 million cheaper, and vacuum with the EcoFluid treatment plant is $100 million cheaper.
Mr. DeFava, can you please wrap it up? Thank you very much. Lindy Owen.
Good morning again, Lindy Owen from Los Osos. I didn't bring enough copies, but this is a letter that I wrote to USDA with some proposals. I think what we're looking at, and several of you don't know the history of Los Osos, but we're famous, so you have an opportunity to Google us and you'll read the whole thing. This has been going on since 1983 when Mr. Briggs established that we had a nitrate problem beginning. There was no discussion of the saltwater intrusion that was also appearing. 1988, after allowing 1,140 homes to be built, which increased by 25% the impact on our basin, a prohibition started on any new moratorium on building. It's been a monkey show to watch what the solution and the problem solving has been based on nitrate problems, which we now know will be treated at wellhead. So the more serious problem that is going to lose our aquifer is the saltwater intrusion. And I know in Salinas, the regional board put a lot of energy into helping straighten out that basin. We were told last time we spoke before you that that was not in your purview and you should consider it. Well, we are concerned because we don't have $50 million extra to import polluted Nacimiento water. So we are trying to live sustainably on our basin, which is possible. What I propose to you is that you rescind or give us a waiver on Resolution 8313, implement 8312, which was a septic management program. It was never enforced by Mr. Briggs or this regional board, and could have done brought a big advantage, I believe, to my community on septic tanks. I'm asking that you consider a waiver to allow us to do a phased system in Los Osos, considering the information on what will happen in an earthquake with a proposal that is in front of us right now and is unbearably expensive. We are going into a second recession. This could end up being the sewer pipes to nowhere because this could collapse on its own weight. We're at $200 million, I guesstimate, with all the flaws and the lack of, we have the mitigation has not been addressed yet. We have other issues. It isn't even designed yet. It's gone back for a $5 million redesign. So the flaws and the errors that are going on would make us stop and say, let's just collect the low-lying areas right now, do a five-year phase system so that Los Osos can, one, afford it, number two, address more reasonably the nitrates while also addressing not wasting our water basin any longer. The saltwater intrusion is far too serious to let this sewer project go forward because it will end it. So I beg for you to consider giving us a waiver. One quick thing, San Diego couldn't afford to fix their outflow that went out to the ocean, and the regional board down there agreed that it was too expensive to fix, therefore they could continue polluting. We're not even close to that, folks.
Thank you for your comments. Did Jeff Edwards appear? Doesn't look like it. Okay. One thing I thought that we might tell the public about, I know Mrs. Taylor and some other folks had wanted us to see what we could do in terms of getting this regional board more involved in the ISJ process. And so I wanted to report out that Dr. Hunter and I, as we said we would do, met with Michael Laufer, who is the chief counsel for the State Water Board, and expressed to him our interest and made a request that this regional board be allowed to become parties in intervention in the ISJ lawsuit. So we haven't heard anything yet. I know Mr. Briggs is, we've asked him to follow up on that, and he has made calls to see what their response is. So we have done what we told you we were going to do to try to get us more directly involved in that as a party. And we're now just waiting for a response from the State Water Board. We understand. Yeah. And Mr. Briggs, maybe you could follow up again with Mr. Laufer and just see yay or nay what their response is to us.
Right, and then Ms. Newman and I were talking about that prior to the meeting. Additionally, we're planning on having an update regarding basin management activities, right, Dave? What's the timing for providing that?
Dave Licaro, Water Board staff. Yeah, Roger, I have a draft memo. Pretty much ready to go. I have a few tweaks, final tweaks, as I just received some additional information from Rob Miller and the rest of the ISJ group. It's difficult to glean info from the ISJ working group, as it's kind of a consensus against between different agencies there. But yes, I did develop a memo that was essentially gleaned from the presentation that Rob Miller, as a representative of the ISJ, had given October 6th to the Los Osos CSD. So it's kind of a synopsis of that update. And then I'm also planning on including some of the information that they were able to, you know, give. They were able to provide a little bit more information, a little bit more detail, in addition to what was given on October 6th. So I'm planning on putting that together. And
so they gave that information to you?
Yes, yesterday. So I haven't really gotten the chance to integrate the memo and the new information.
Okay. So, and when is this coming to the board, at our next board meeting? Is there a...
I don't know if there was a specific agenda item for an update for the ISJ. I don't know if we've actually talked about that.
We can send it to the board as soon as it's available, which sounds like it'll be very soon.
Absolutely.
So probably a matter of days, because I know you've got it drafted. So it's a matter of including the new information.
Correct.
All right.
Last time we did, let's see, it's been about a year, maybe more than a year, since we did an update or drafted a memo on current activities that the ISJ were doing. We actually posted that on our website for the public to see that memo as well. So it kind of tracks over time, if you will, these activities that they've been working on.
Okay. Dr. Hunter.
I'm wondering, David and Roger, can we also keep Mr. Laufer in the loop on the new information that we're bringing forward through this exchange of information with the district engineer, so that he also has the benefit of seeing the latest information?
Sure.
When we talked to him, we referred to specific documents that were available on the web, and also handed him some of the reports that have been circulated. So that would be, I think, another important. And just for residents from Los Osos, Chair Young and I had the opportunity to talk with Michael Laufer at the last Water Quality Coordinating Committee meeting, which hadn't been held for a long time, which allowed us the opportunity to be in Sacramento. And I just want to point out that the focus of our meeting was the review of the groundwater regulations and management policies and laws in California, and kind of reconsidering, or at least considering, urgency of protecting groundwater basin in a different way than the laws have allowed up to now. So these are, I think Los Osos marks one of those places on the coast that is experiencing an issue that's going to confront all coastal communities at some point, especially those drawing on their own local water sources. So this was the timing for them to take this up has broader implications, but it also presents a small-scale community facing a huge problem. And the role of the State Board in taking action I think, is, you know, coming up in a different light. So I'm encouraged that, you know, they're looking at this very seriously. So, you know, we can stand by to see what the response is and what actions they might see having value in consideration that this is something that's a growing issue for coastal communities.
Okay. Any other board comments or questions on
The other issue raised in public comment regarding Los Osos was the resumption of nitrate testing. And if we could have a comment from staff, because I do recall that we had asked the county when Mr. Gibson made his last presentation about resuming that, and he said he would look into it. So is there any further communication or any other opportunities that we have that we could go back to the county to find out what is the plan for resuming nitrate testing, since 2006 is a long time to not have any updates on something that is driving probably the most costly sewer project in the United States, I think.
I don't think we've heard anything from the county directly. When the board adopted waste discharge requirements, the monitoring program does have required groundwater monitoring, and I don't recall when that's supposed to start. I'm definitely supportive of it happening right now. We need to go back and look at that monitoring program and see if it had a start date. David was thinking it was tied to the start of the discharge. I hope that's not the case, because I'd rather see it right now.
So can we revisit that?
Yes.
Yeah. I would like to see that come to the board as soon as possible.
Yeah.
How?
Well, that's
how do we revisit it?
Yeah,
we
how
should
do we
clarify
revisit
that
now.
We can look at the monitoring reporting program. If it's not specific, the executive officer can modify the reporting program, and I think to require it now. The other factor is that Resolution 8313 itself requires that the county monitor. So we could look at that aspect of it also.
Okay. That sounds like two good options I'd like to see more about.
So we'll investigate that and bring options back to the board at the next meeting?
An EO report, I think, would be fine.
I hope to bring results back to the board next time, not options. But
okay.
We'll see how far we get.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Okay, so we will break for lunch. When we resume, we have just two items left, reports by regional board members, and then item 22 is the executive officer's report. We'll take care of those two items, and I think we have closed session today.
Yes, we'll be discussing at closed session item one, which is Monterey Coastkeeper versus Regional Water Board.
Okay.
The Los Osos Prohibition Zone Legal Defense Fund.
What item is that?
11.
11.
And item 15, Casmelia Hazardous Waste Site Litigation.
Okay. Great. So we will report back at what time? 1:15. 1:15. We'll reconvene our meeting.